maximum here I can see you and Dad in a black and white photo, 26th of February 1970. So where is this?
This is actually our so-called civil wedding.
But you also had a church wedding
yes,
as well then?
Yes, and this was 6 months later on the 8th of August.
The plan had been for my mum to leave for England with my dad straight after their church wedding. She'd already applied for a passport, but that was denied.
I was never given the real reason, but the reason I was given was simply a number, which referred to the Codex, which is the Polish law book. This number meant that every Polish citizen was entitled to a passport, with the exception of police, army, etc. But mine was simply or for any other reason. In the meantime, Robert's visa was expiring, could not be extended, and he was going back to England, and I didn't know when or if I would see him again.
She learned that she could appeal, but it would be a two-month wait.
2 months later, my dad and I travelled to Warsaw to the main passport office, only to be told bluntly that such appeals took 4 months, not two. And anyway, I had a stopping magistra physici, which is I had a master's degree in physics, and should be worried about whether or not I would be allowed to go, not when. No explanation, no apology.
But at the beginning of December 1970, there was a regime change in the country.
About a week before Christmas, the government put the prices up by a huge amount of just about everything, which led to protests, demonstrations, riots. Number of people got killed on both sides. But that also led to a new, more liberal leader who took over. He promised some reforms. Situation stabilised, and very soon afterwards, I was informed I could collect my passport.
Even after my parents had left the country, the Cold War still had a grip on my mother's relations with her family, who of course still lived behind the Iron Curtain. By 1972, Mum and Dad were living in the United States, but Mum's letters to family in Torren were being intercepted. Mum had written to say that she'd be coming over for her brother's wedding.
It wasn't until we got to Poland in August 73 that my mum told me that a year earlier, a plainclothes policeman arrived asking, who's Mrs. Dale? And why we were visiting next year. So it took my mum completely by surprise. And her reaction was, oh, fantastic, fantastic. But then after a minute or so, my mum said, how did you know that? And it turned out that the authorities opened our letter and dispatched their man before sending our letter on to my parents.
But why were the authorities going to all this trouble?
I can only assume that the authorities, who were puppets, if you like, of the Soviet Union, were simply paranoid about any contact between native Poles and Westerners. They didn't want people to have what Westerners took for granted, such as free elections, free trade, free speech. And of course, they were worried about protests, demonstrations, riots, which could always lead to the possibility of direct Soviet intervention, which nobody, not even people in government, wanted.